and by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We, then, that are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, and thine often infirmities. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.